brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look at Palm Sunday. This is our next great feast in this season, Palm Sunday. And I'm going to look closely at the readings for today, even though you can say, well, I know this or I know that, but listen to them as though you haven't heard them before. I know that's hard to do, but I want to take a look particularly at the gospel, and I want us to pay attention to it. Matthew 26, verses 14 to 27, and then verse 66. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" Do you hear the greed? They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat this Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." I can't imagine what that would be like, to be there among my friends and Jesus' closest friends, and he says, "One of you will betray me." Oh, brothers and sisters, we don't want that. We want to be faithful to God, whatever he asks of us, be faithful to God. But here in this situation, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it's not I, Lord. It's not me, it's not me, it's not me." And he said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Think of the, I don't even know what to call it, but he knows he wants to betray the Lord. He knows he's willing to betray him. And yet he says, "Ask the Lord, find out which of us it is." And he says, Judas then says to Jesus, he said, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi. Of course, I would never do that." And he answered, "You have said so." And while they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. And giving it to his disciples, said, "Take and eat. This is my body." And then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on, I shall not drink the fruit of the vine until the day I drink it with you new in the kingdom of my Father." Look at that, brothers and sisters. He gives everything he has. He gives everything, his body and his blood for us, everything. He knows who his betrayer is. He knows the one who's turning against him. Brothers and sisters, he gave us, even in the midst of that betrayal, he gave himself to us. What a love that is. It's a love beyond comprehension. It really is. Well, maybe he meant this, maybe he meant that. No, he gave his life for you and for me. Drink from it. As we received the chalice, he gave them a cup and he said, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant." Think of that again. which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. He did all of this that we might be forgiven and live with him eternally. And yet people say, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know what I think about that. It's not what you think. It's what you believe that's most important right now. Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And then Jesus said to them, this night all of you will have your faith in me shaken. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be dispersed. But after I have been raised up, I shall go before you to Galilee. And Peter said to him in reply, though all may have their faith in you shaken, mine will never be. There's Peter again. I'll never forsake you, Lord. And Jesus said to him, amen, I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter said to him, even though I should have to die with you, I will not deny you. And all the other disciples spoke likewise. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. But he took along Peter, he knows, and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to feel sorrow and distress. And then he said to them, my soul is sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and keep watch with me. He advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. You see, Jesus, even then, even though his betrayer was right there, just think, he said, I want what you will, Father. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, as you will. And when he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. Look at us. Look at us. How many times, you know, we avoid or we fall asleep at things that are really important for our eternal life. How many times we can just get overcome by something. I know that can happen to any of us. But if it's a habit, we need to break it. Because the Lord is reaching out to us. And many times when we're near sleep or we've just wakened, we're most vulnerable. And we more easily can sometimes hear the Lord then. So what we want to be is a people who really are listening to me. That's what Jesus tells us. Listen to me. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. Even there, when he knows what he's facing, not my will, but your will be done. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Take that in. I'm saying it a couple of times because I really want you to take that in. When he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. That can happen to us. We're too tired. We fall asleep. He said to Peter, so you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our flesh is weak. It is. We have to get it stronger. We have to get it strengthened so that we can focus on the things that are most important in our life. Withdrawing a second time, he prayed again, my Father, if it is not possible that this cup pass without my drinking it, your will be done. We're not ready for that, are we? Your will, not my will, your will be done. Well, dear Lord, yeah, I'll do your will if you just do this for me or that for me. No, your will be done. And then he returned once more, and he found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open. He left them, and he withdrew again and prayed a third time, saying the same thing again. Then he returned to his disciples, and he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, my betrayer is at hand." And while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests and the elders of the people. His betrayer had arranged a sign with them, saying, "The man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him." Immediately he went over to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and he kissed him. And Jesus answered him, "Friend, do what you have come for." And then stepping forward, they laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Brothers and sisters, at that hour Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I sat teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me. But all this has come to pass that the writings of the prophets may be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. Jesus was left alone. This is the time that I think so much during Holy Week. I think of this time when Jesus was left alone. You say, "Well, he was God." Yes, but he had taken on human form. He was experiencing everything that we would experience. And he gave it gladly to the Father for you. Really, for you. Brothers and sisters, he died that we might have eternal life. The God-man died that we might have eternal life. Take that to yourself. God died for me. He did. He didn't die just for a group of people or even billions of people. He died for each one of us. Take a look at that. Am I accepting him more and more into my life? Am I seeking to do his will more in my life than I did before? Look at how he loves us. Look at what he was willing to do for us. Oh, brothers and sisters, God loves us. At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I sat teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me. But all this has come to pass, that the writings of the prophets may be fulfilled." And then all the disciples left him and fled. Brothers and sisters, he is abandoned. Draw near to him now. Draw near to him right in the middle of his suffering and love him. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.